Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air, and this is You Got This. It's a show DIY do's and don'ts, and this is take five. I just want to let you guys know because I've been fumbling on just the intro. I usually do this like without any problem at all, but for some reason, you know, it's June, I guess, and all of a sudden my brain doesn't work anymore. I'll blame it on COVID because my brain is still a little funky from COVID, so that's got to be it, right? Okay. Yeah, so we're back. So welcome back to our show. So it's a show of DIY do's and don'ts, and we got a lot going on, but let's just kind of do our little typical banter stuff. What's going on in your life? Oh, wait, yeah, I do have a co-host. So we have Rosalie.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
We're just stumbling along. I hope we haven't lost you all yet.
You're going to make me carry the show. I know that's your plan. Make me carry the show. I probably have more coffee than you, and I probably woke up possibly earlier than you. So my
I don't know about that. I got up at 5:30. So
I beat you.
Oh my.
Yeah. So Theo, not your son, but my dog, he has taken to the very first early morning twilight hits the blinds, and he feels like he's got to wake up immediately. And I think what it is I told you before, right? He had that kind of encounter. That's a strong word, with a coyote, right? And yeah. I think he has it in his little craw up there that it's at twilight, you know, hour right. is when you're gonna.
It reminds me of like I'm a watch a lot of TV, so watching that Friends and that the guy out the window, Joey's window, good morning,
yeah.
singing.
Yeah,
it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah,
that's Theo, and I think he's hoping for another encounter because he wants to show his, you know, his prowess or whatever. So his bad attitude.
Three. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he has me up pretty early. It's like having a toddler in the house, which has been many years for me. I was up before you, but I will say, nor have I ever had COVID that I'm aware of, but the fog that you talk about, we'll go ahead and call it COVID related, but I almost this morning was making a smoothie and I almost put whiskey in it out of habit. And I was like, oh, maybe tomorrow. I'm supposed to talk to Andrew in a little while. So
whiskey in the morning.
It could make me in a good mood. It would put me in a good mood.
Day drinking can be fun. I don't know about morning drinking, but yeah, each his own. I mean, although no, I do like a good mimosa, and I'm not a fan of Bloody Marys, but I've had a couple. Yeah.
They're good. Yeah. So maybe had we done that, maybe if I had had my shot and you'd had your shot this morning, maybe the opening would have gone a little smoother. But anyway, I have nothing going on. It's going to be super hot here. It's already 77. We've got high UV rays and all that good stuff. So I'm going to keep myself protected from the elements. But you guys are you hitting under a hot spell again?
We're in another hot spell. Yeah, I mean, today's Wednesday. I'm in Auburn today, and it's going to be close to 90. But it's supposed to get cool again this weekend. So, and possible rain. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we're actually going to be up in Clio. We're doing a yearly bike event up there for the fire department in Sierraville, and they do this ride called the Tour de the Manure. It goes around Sierra Valley. It's about a 60-mile ride. Beautiful, beautiful area, and they haven't been able to do it for the last couple of years because of COVID, but they finally. Doing it again, so we registered early, and yeah, it's fun. Got a couple of friends going up there, and yeah, and it's supposed to be cool, which, you know, could be good or bad. I don't know.
Depends.
I'd rather be a little warm, but yeah, my wife doesn't like riding in the heat, so it's probably better if it's cool.
Well, you just don't know what it's like. Mother Nature doesn't know what month it is. I have friends.
It's schizophrenic right now.
I have friends across the country, and a good friend of mine who lives in the Midwest there's something really cold going on the other day. And then she posted something on Facebook today about yesterday? All my days run together. Something about like 90 degree temperatures. And I was like, wait, weren't you just in snow jackets? So I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
And tornado warnings in St. Paul. So that's been crazy.
So here we are.
Hurricanes in Southern Pacific and Mexico. Yeah, it's been crazy.
Those are all very positive. Let's put a positive spin on this. So we are always looking for something to talk about that's DIY related. Quite often, of course, because the show is brought to us by ABT Plumbing, Electric, Heat, and Air. We talk about the stuff you need to know for, you know, around your house, electrical, plumbing, and heating and cooling. But because we have Father's Day coming up on June 19th, had to write it down. I was pretty sure it was a third.
Yeah, I had to look it up. We had to both look it up.
I thought it was a third Sunday in June, but you know, I thought, what if it's one of those holidays that floats around? I never know. So yeah. Father's Day is June 19th. And so we thought, all right, in honor of dads and guys and gals who like their toolboxes to be full or that want to have the right tool for every job. Yeah. We found a pretty comprehensive list. And what I love about this list that we're going to discuss
awesome
is that
list.
You actually went shopping from this list.
I'm reading through it last night at like, I don't know, you sent it and I, you know,
my blew me off as
8 or 9 o'clock looking at my emails and I'm like, oh, I should look at that list before we do the show. And I'm looking through, I'm like, oh dude, that's cool. It was a really neat tool and I'll talk about it in a minute. So I ended up, you know, they had a hot link to Amazon for it. So I'm also like, yeah, I'll give this guy a little money or whoever put this together, compile this list together and give him a little cash. But yeah, it's a cool tool. And there's a lot of really fun stuff in this. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to the show because there's some cool stuff. So I just get started on it.
Yeah. So if you were going to, now I know you looked through the list and I don't know in what way you're going to decide.
There's like 100. I didn't go all the way through.
Well, no, of course not. But you would have spent a lot more.
I would have spent a lot more money. I think I only spent like $12. But it was nothing too extravagant. But yeah, my own little Father Day skip. So the first thing they have is an electric blower. And I'm telling you, man, I switched all my lawn care stuff to cordless electric. I'm not going back to gas. It is so nice just to be able to put the battery in. I don't, this one, they're showing it at DeWalt, which is a really great product. I don't use DeWalt tools any longer. I'm not really in the field any longer. So I got a Eco one at BNC or Ego, I can't remember what they're called, but that thing is great. And, you know, got two batteries. And so, yeah, if you're thinking about getting your significant other or your dad something, an electric blower, cordless blower, so quiet compared to the gas ones and not having to deal with all the oil and two-stroke oil mixture and the fumes, and it's just better for the environment too. And also the thing is, it always works. You plug it in, it's electric. It's not like gas where you know it's been sitting for a year because you haven't used it, or 6 months because you haven't used it through the winter, and it won't start because of the gas valve, the carburetor, or whatever. So yeah, I've just gotten rid of all my gas stuff and got electric. So yeah, definitely think about electric.
Plus if it's not cordless. As loud, you know, if it's not as loud, like, you know, you make for a better neighbor because hasn't woken up and been like, who is doing that?
Or even it's just so that Saturday loud. Afternoon when you're trying to chill out on the patio and have a beer or something and you hear the creak and then all of a sudden somebody fires up their blower and then your other neighbor fires up their blower. And then another neighbor starts up their freaking chainsaw. But yeah, anyway. This one's pretty good too. It's called the Clog Buster.
Did you say Clog Buster or Clog Buster?
Clog Buster or Blast Clogs, Drain King. It's basically a rubber thing that you put on the end of a hose and you can put into a drain. It's a cool tool. I've seen guys flood houses with them, so I'm a little hesitant about using it indoors. I would say don't use this indoors, but it is a cool tool. It's mainly for like main lines and stuff outside. The other thing, this one's really cool. This is the Ego. I've got two of these batteries and I almost bought this thing. It's a portable power station because I already had the batteries, but I ended up with a Jackery because I have an RV and I wanted something with a little more power. But these little battery backup, lithium battery backup things are so great. We used it this winter when the power went out and I was able to run my little generator to charge the battery, and my battery just stayed plugged into the refrigerator and all the other stuff. So it was never, the refrigerator never went off. The lights only went off when we turned them off. Unlike when we were just using the generator, when we turn the generator on for a little while and then turn it off. this thing gives you power, continuous power. And you just use the generator, charge it up. Game changer. And I've been touting them to all my friends as well. I got a couple
of those. What are those? Do you know what those retail for, or what kind of?
Mine was like, it was about $1,500. It's 1,500 watts. It's about $1 a watt is what.
Okay. Gotcha.
Generally. This one's 3,000 watts with these two batteries. So it's probably, if you already got the batteries, it's probably not a bad idea. I probably should have gone this way, but I really like the Jackery product, so I went with them. They've got another one for a wet dry vac. Yeah, those are great, but yeah, they take up a lot of space. I don't have the space for a wet dry vac anymore. Carpenter pencil. It's great to have some good pencils around.
Well, carpenter pencil, that's not, let me tell you something. If it was a day like Father's Day and the gift I got was a carpenter's pencil, I mean, that seems like kind of like, that doesn't seem gift worthy to me, but maybe I'm a snob.
I mean, but if you maybe throw in a speed square with that,
right?
Okay. A metal speed square and a,
and some cash.
And some cash. Yeah, it's not bad. Nailing for framers, that's a cool tool to have around, but you know, unless you really use if you've used a nailer before, a nail gun, I don't know if I'd be buying anybody a nail gun, because I don't know, I've had some bad experiences with them. So
I watch too much true crime. I look at nail gun and I think that's a weapon. So
and working construction, and I've seen people nail themselves to things.
Sure. So like it's kind of funny to watch, but yeah. I shouldn't say funny.
I remember in the 70s, my father got one of the first nail guns. He was so stoked about it. And I'm sitting in the garage and he did not know I was in the garage. And so he's showing his buddy this new nail gun he had. And he like pops off a couple nails into the air. And one of them hits me in the head, gets stuck in my hair. I mean, they don't shoot. They're not a projectile. I mean, they are a projectile, but they're not flying that fast. But I'm like, dad! And it was probably like 7 or 8, you know? I was just, you know, typical child of contractor of the time in the 70s. But
dad nailed you. That is not cool.
He literally nailed me in the head. Oh yeah.
Whoa. Maybe it's not COVID. Maybe you could thank your dad for your problem.
Exactly. This one's pretty cool. Magnetic tool holder for just organizing stuff you put up on the wall. It's similar to like a knife holder.
Yeah, I like this
folder. I really like this is cool. But you got to have a wall to put it on. I've got a really small garage these days. This is cool. A fire starter. That's a great little tchotchke kind of thing for your significant other. This one's pretty nice. It's a Gerber product, but they also make cheaper ones. Just a way of making spark. I don't really light a lot of fires anymore, but I have a gas fireplace now, or a gas fire pit. So I just use the igniter and, you know, the barbecue lighter.
The easy way out. Yeah.
The easy way. But this is cool if you're going camping and stuff. That's a neat idea. This one, number 11. No, not a number 11. Sorry. Moving forward. This one's kind of cool. It's a magnetic stud finder.
Oh, I like this. So
you can use it in the bar.
What did you just say? Oh my God, that was bad.
So one of the things that they made the comment on, you know, like if you just use one like every once in a while, like once a year or something like that, that the electronic ones, they work great, but they have batteries and the batteries usually go dead after it's been sitting in the drawer for a year or two.
Right, of course.
But these magnetic ones don't have any electricity, and literally all it is a magnet that moves when you go by a nail or a screw that's holding the drywall up. So that's, you know, so cool. There's something there. It's pretty cool.
How much do those run?
I think they're like $5.
Oh my God, I love really those. Cheap. Okay, yeah. That's fantastic.
Really handy. So this is what I bought. All right, so it's a 5-in-1 painter's tool. Now, I did used to paint. I mean, I was a house painter for a little while back in when I was like 17, 18 years old. I worked for a guy that, for whatever reason, he didn't have a driver's license and I had a pickup truck. So he hired me to drive him around and paid me well for doing that.
We can speculate why he didn't have a driver's license.
Yeah, go ahead. He was a house painter, right? So yeah, we won't go any further. House painters are notorious. So he rode his bike everywhere. But so I drive them around, but I really, I kind of like that job. But anyway, this tool, the 5-in-1 house painter tool, it's not just for painting your house. I mean, I use this thing all the time. It's got a putty knife on it. It's got a blade on it for scraping. It's got a blade on it for cutting. It's got a little curved section for cleaning a roller. You can even open a bottle of beer or soda with it. The thing I really like about this one though, is it folds. Cause I've got a couple old ones that don't fold. They're really cool, but you can't put them in your pocket. And I like, you know, I literally take this thing and I sharpen it. I'll take it onto a whetstone and sharpen it so it's really sharp, so it'll cut your skin really easily. And the fact that it doesn't close makes it a little dangerous to carry around.
Yeah,
so it usually just sticks in my toolbox until I need it. But this one that folds up like a pocket knife, it's bad. It's rad. I mean, it's so cool. Bad's wrong. I was going to say something after bad, but I can't say that on the radio. But it was like $12. So I ended up clicking on that and buying it through Amazon just because it's a cool tool. And it was, you know, an impulse buy. This is pretty cool. A pocket hole jig for big projects. I actually have one of these. I like building stuff. And I bought one of these, and it allows you to put pocket screws. And a pocket screw is when you have a diagonal hole for joining two pieces of wood that are on a 90-degree angle. Or even you can even use it if you're butting wood together. But it's a nice, tight, clean. It does a pilot hole. It does your sink hole, and then we'll drive the screw through that hole. So you don't have to do mortise and tenons and all these kind of stuff. It's just I really like it. And they're cheap. I mean, I think I paid, it's like under $20 or something like that, but it's a great tool for any home DIY projects or somebody that likes to build stuff. I'm just kind of scrolling through here for stuff because that's about as far as I got. Oh, twist tiller. I actually had one of these, but I don't have it anymore. That's pretty cool. Those things, the little tines on them that you shove it in the ground, and it's got two big handles, and you turn it, and it breaks up the hard clay.
Oh, so, God, I remember my dad.
So if you're a gardener, if you've got a gardener in the house, these are a great tool.
Especially, if I remember, there's parts of my yard in Nevada County, it was almost impossible to break up. Like, it was really hard to get in there.
Yeah, and during the summer, forget about it, because, yeah, it's clay. I mean, it bakes in the sun, and it gets really rough. So yeah, that's a great little tool. These are really cool. I don't have one, and I keep thinking about buying one. But an inflatable pry bar or leveling tool. What? It's literally just a really heavy bag that you can fill with air with a pump. Locksmiths use them for opening like car doors, so you can get in and not do any damage to the car. You can use it to pry doors open, pry windows open, lift things just a little bit. If you just need something lifted a couple inches and hold. I've even seen them for RVs now. They make ones, some big air bags that you can put underneath the front tires or rear tires to level your RV.
That's so smart. I had no idea.
So that's a really cool thing. Wet vac labor saver. Oh, that's interesting. Wow, this is radio, and I'm reading as we go along here. Sorry about that, guys. But my favorite one was that 5-in-1 tool. I swear, I mean, that thing is great. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, sorry, no, this is really good. So, a right angle driver for your cordless drill. So it's literally just an attachment that you put on the end in the chuck, and has a 90 degree, and it's got like a camshaft in there or a mechanism there that will turn the end of it on a 90 degree. So if you got a screw that's in a really tight spot that you can't get your tool in, it's the difference between getting the job done and not. And again, really inexpensive, $20, maybe $25. I think I've got like two or three of these things floating around in my house by now. And again, I'm just a DIY guy now. I'm not a contractor. I don't really work on other people's homes anymore. I work in the office now. So I really like having that thing around because it's saved my skinny a few times. we won't even talk about snow shovels because that's just, it's summertime.
No one wants one of those for a gift anyway. Do not buy a snow shovel.
Some of these other ones are kind of they've got a couple things here, like a weather radio. Yeah. With Facebook and the internet these days, I don't know if you really need.
Well, let's be honest. So to get 99 ideas for DIY tools at home, you have to stretch. Okay. You have to fill in, right? So that's where your snow shovel comes from. That's where some of these gifts come from. We got to have 99, but it also helps when you review the list before recording, but that's okay. You got as far as your tool and you got excited and I get it. I'm proud of you for treating yourself.
All right, so this one's actually pretty cool. It's a smart plug, and I've actually been looking at these a lot. So you can do home automation on the cheap, and not have to do the whole automation thing. You just get these little devices that you plug in, and then you plug your appliance or whatever into it, and you can turn it on and off via Bluetooth. So, either Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, actually through Wi-Fi, I think. So you can hook it up to your Wi-Fi, and you can turn it off with your phone.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I love my Wi-Fi thermostat. That's another good one. Another good dad's gift is a Wi-Fi thermostat, because the ability to be able to turn, you know, I've got Wi-Fi thermostats. We've got two places we live, and I've got Wi-Fi thermostats in both of them. So I can actually check on our place in St. Paul to see what the temperature is inside the house, which is good during the winter because we don't always have the place rented. And it lets me know if it's going to be freezing and potentially pipes bursting and stuff. So I can also turn the heat up if we've got like guests coming in and have it so the apartment's warm when they get there. And on our way out this summer, we'll probably be turning it down, turning it cool. And at our house here, like we'd use it all the time. We'd go skiing and turn the thermostat down to, you know, 60 or 55 or whatever. And then on our way home, turn it up to 72 and have a nice warm house when we got home.
Now, what's the cost of something like that? Because it's the thermostat itself, right? But it's the price is really in the installation, right? Setting it up.
Yeah. I mean, if you hire, you know, a company like ours, it's going to cost you, you know, some money to do it. And I would recommend that if you don't really know what you're doing, you might want to think about hiring a HVAC contractor to put them in. There's a product called Nest. I'm sure everybody's heard about Nest thermostats. They were huge. Google bought them out. They were really good for our industry because not so many people were hiring us to put them in, but people were frying the electronics in their furnace, hooking them up themselves.
Right. I bet.
So people weren't turning the units off and frying the transformer or frying the boards and stuff. So, it was kind of a boom for our industry. So you can't put them in, but unless you really know what you're doing and know how to work with electronic stuff, I'd probably hire somebody that knows what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think we'll end it on this. Quickset glue. I have Quickset glue in my house all the time. That's a great product to have around. Another great product to have around is some really good Gorilla duct tape.
Duct tape?
Yeah. We'll save your, and the more expensive, the Gorilla Glue stuff, that stuff sticks to everything. It works awesome.
Right.
Anyway, that's our show. So I think we're going to link this to our site so you guys can have the link.
Look at the whole list. Yeah, see what you like.
Look at the whole list. And, you know, and if you click on it, it gives the company that put this together, gives them a little kickback. Also looking at their ads gives them a little kickback. And don't forget, Father's Day is Sunday, June 19th. So you got a couple of weeks to pull this together. And if you need any help with your plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, we can be reached at 530-230-9092. That number again, 530-230-9092. You can find us on the web at easyasabt.com. You can find us on Facebook at ABT Plumbing. Please like our page. And with that, we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.